Hi, I'm Daniel Foley from the Abundant Life Training Center, and welcome to our daily communion meditation, where today we're talking about unlimited patience. Unlimited patience, this passage of scripture from 1 Timothy chapter 1, where Paul says that Jesus Christ had unlimited patience for him. And this unlimited patience that Jesus, that God has for us, he's so patient with us, he's long-suffering with us, giving us time to change and to grow. But an amazing thing is also true. He's given us everything he has, including his patience, the fruit of the Spirit. Patience is one of those fruit. He's put his unlimited patience in us, and it's supposed to be flowing through us as well. So as we take communion today, it's going to be a time of gratitude for God's unlimited patience for us, and then learning and asking for his help to get that unlimited patience flowing through us so that we become more patient as well. So we're going to get started with prayer. If you're new to us here, the way we do these daily communions is we start with about a 2-minute long prayer that's mostly scripture, coming from Ephesians chapter 1 and the prayer of Jabez, found in 1 Chronicles chapter 4. And then we take a few minutes to do the other half of prayer and examine ourselves before our time of communion today. So let's get started with the prayer. Heavenly Father, I pray for all those who are watching or listening, their families, all those connected to them, and all of our church and governmental leaders. I thank you for releasing us from darkness, transferring us into the light, into the kingdom of your dear Son. I thank you for your purpose and grace given to us in Christ Jesus before time began. And Father, I keep asking that you, the Father of glory, would give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that we would know you better, that the eyes of our hearts would be enlightened to know the hope to which you've called us and the riches of your glorious inheritance that is in us and the immeasurable greatness of your power to us who believe, the same power that you exercised in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your right hand, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And you put all things under his feet and made him to be the head of the body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. And Father, I ask you to bless us, to make your face shine upon us and let us find grace and favor in your eyes, to expand our borders and our territory, to expand our capacity to receive your purpose and grace, your love and your goodness, and to let it flow through us so that we do good and are a blessing to people all over the world. I ask you to keep your hand on us and help us do today what's right and best in your eyes, and to do it with peace and joy and confidence in you. I ask you to stretch out your hand to heal and do signs and wonders and keep us from evil and pain. Through the mighty name of Jesus, amen. So now we're going to go through the other half of prayer. And this is where we talk about our four fundamentals. As my daughter constantly reminds me, you got to put the fun in the fundamentals. You got to bring some energy and excitement and joy and presence into these four fundamentals. And I believe you practice these four things, it's going to truly transform your life. You're going to experience a day so much more differently in such a better way. But these four things are skills. These are practices that we have to continually practice. And as we grow more and more skilled at them, it's going to move us to higher and higher levels. So these four things: getting positioned in the light, magnifying that light, staying tuned in for God's leading and direction today, and then doing the things that you know to do, taking action and doing them together with God, with confidence and trust in him. Because he might ask you to do some things that you don't fully understand yet. He might ask you to do some things that don't look possible in your own strength. And that's where you can begin to look to him, as he's going to do those things together with you in partnership with him. So our first one, getting positioned in the light. This is the on-off switch. We got to turn the lights on. We got to keep them all day. Our goal is to stay positioned in this all throughout the day. But life's trying to knock us out. Life's trying to get you to turn those lights off. Number one, getting positioned in forgiveness, receiving forgiveness from God. Whenever we turn to Him, there's always grace and forgiveness. Receiving forgiveness from Him, we got to forgive ourselves. We often forget this one in the middle. We got to forgive ourselves. Stop beating ourselves up and condemning ourselves. Take that pressure off of you. Forgive yourself the way God has forgiven you, and then let that forgiveness flow to other people. Will we forgive other people and give them the same grace that God has given us? Even when they're doing things that you don't like. And the motivation behind all this forgiveness was love. Receiving God's love from Him and truly experiencing it. As we get positioned in the light, we abide in Him. You're going to experience His love. And then letting that flow through you, we begin to love yourself the way that He's loved you. And then you begin to love other people the way that He's loved you. And a simple test we can do for that. As you're interacting with people, as you're going throughout the day, what's the internal thoughts going on? What's the thoughts and intentions of the heart as you're interacting with people? Are you holding a grudge against them? Are you bitter about something? Are you getting angry and frustrated with the people around you? Those are all some checks to let us know, wait a minute, I'm not loving them from the heart. Because when we're in love, we're externally focused. We're looking to be a blessing. You're thinking, how can I do good for this person? How can I do something good and be a blessing for them right now? Because love gives. And then everything is received from God by faith. We get into the light by faith. And one of the greatest expressions of faith is gratitude and praise. To stay positioned in the light is to stay positioned in gratitude and praise. Now remember, this is the on-off switch. So this is either on and flowing or it's not. What's the opposite? If we turn the lights off, we're in bitterness, unforgiveness, stepping out of love. We're in complaining mode instead of gratitude and praise. Keeping an eye on these things. And what I would tell you is it's not worth it to step out of the light, because inside of that light is everything God has. And He put it all within you. His Spirit and power and presence, His love, His peace and joy can be flowing through you. And we're going to talk about today, His patience. Another thing that's in the light is His patience. God's unlimited patience, unlimited, inexhaustible supply of patience is on the inside of you already. But we've got to turn the lights on and we got to get it flowing. His mind and wisdom, His health and His energy, His time and finances and so much more. Everything He had. We probably could be sitting here all day talking about all the things that are available to us in the light. And then we got to magnify that light, our second fundamental. First, we got to turn the light switch on. Then we got to magnify it and make it bigger or greater. And to magnify it and make it bigger or greater is to give God a bigger place to work. It's to expand the capacity where He can flow more through us. That unlimited patience is on the inside. We got to turn the lights on. And then we got to expand the capacity where it can flow at a greater level through us. We got to get more of it through us. And the way we do that is through magnification, through meditation. It expands the capacity. And we're all magnifying something every day based on what we're focused on, what we're thinking about, what we're talking about, what we're focused on, what we're rolling over in our minds continually throughout the day. We're all focused on something. You're already doing it. You're already magnifying something every day. Just making a little switch to start magnifying these things. To magnify the light is to magnify God's word. His promises. Just thinking about His word. Give His word a higher priority, a higher place in your life. And just thinking about and meditating on and rolling over His promises in your mind. Speaking about them all throughout the day. Is to magnify His unfailing love. His faithfulness that He never let us down. He always fulfills His promises. He's always on time. To magnify His mighty works, that nothing's impossible for Him. To magnify our righteousness in Christ, that we have peace with God. We've got His blessing and favor. He desires to help us. He desires to help us. He's eager to help us. To magnify every good thing, including that unlimited patience that He put within us. Every good thing that He put within us. To magnify whatever's lovely and just and true and praiseworthy and of good report and all the things that are going well. Now, this is not denying problems. Let's just face it. If you need unlimited patience, it means you probably got some kind of problem or delay of some sort. But it's choosing to bring them into the light and make God bigger than the problem. Choosing not to magnify the problem. Let's magnify that unlimited patience rather than the delay. Let's magnify that maybe the delay, God's working everything out for your good. He's working out the timing just perfectly. It's not denying that there's issues or problems, just choosing to make God bigger. But he does give us the choice. We could choose to magnify darkness and all the ways that people have wronged us, all the things that they've done to us, all the things that could have, should have, or would have happened, all the issues and problems. We could be dwelling on our past so much that it keeps us from moving forward in the future. We could be worrying about our future so much that it keeps us paralyzed right now and keeps us from moving forward as well. We could be trying to figure everything out in our mind, toiling away in our mind, trying to figure it all out. But there's a better way. This is where we got to get good at recognizing the symptoms. When we're in darkness, everything feels heavy and oppressive, like all the pressure's on you. You might feel hopeless for your situation, like you're trapped or you're stuck. Your energy levels begin to diminish. Then there's the fear and stress and worry, dread of the future, confusion about which way to go, what's the next step, what's the right thing to do. Maybe there's vicious cycles or bad patterns that just keep repeating themselves over and over and over again. But we're in the light. Number one, there's rest in your soul. And when you rest in your soul, you have security. You feel secure. You feel at rest because you're secure in him and his love. And all of a sudden, your presence begins to increase and you're externally focused rather than inwardly focused. Everything feels free and easy and effortless and energizing. His peace and joy and his patience begin to flow through you. You've got hope in any and every situation. All of a sudden, these aha moments just come into your mind. You know exactly what to do, which step to take, which direction to go. Bad habits, bad patterns, things you've been stuck in for a while, just begin to effortlessly break off of you as God begins to set you free to the next level. These are all the symptoms of being in the light. And we got to get good at recognizing them, because the good news is this amazing gift of grace is it only takes 1 second to turn it around. We get off track, we can turn it back around in 1 second. Just a simple prayer. Father, forgive me for focusing on that, for magnifying that, for making that bigger than it really is. Start thanking him and praising him for his unfailing love, for his unlimited patience, for his grace that he's given to you in Christ. He can make all grace abound to you, having all sufficiency at all times and all things. You can abound to every good work and be generous on every occasion. You start turning around. You start turning the tables on it. And all of a sudden, that grace begins to flow. You get right back positioned in the light. You start magnifying it again. You'll feel that shift literally in 1 second. It just takes 1 second to turn it around. Then the trajectory of the situation begins to change from that point on. And then our third fundamental, we got to stay tuned in today. As you get positioned in the light, you get more present. And all of a sudden, as you get more present, you turn into a better listener. We got to stay tuned in for God's leading and direction today, because he's trying to lead us day by day, one graceful step at a time, to this beautiful, spacious place that's free from all restriction. But we got to follow his leading. We got to follow his voice. And so every day, staying tuned in for his leading and direction. And one of the things I like to do before bed, just get a pen and paper. I use my journal. Just ask this question. God, what is it you're trying to show me today? What's the most important thing you wanted me to get out of today? Is there anything I missed? And if so, would you please repeat it again? And just get still and listen. And whatever comes to your mind, just write it down. I think one of the most important steps you can take is just recording your journey with God. And then if you're ever unsure on which direction to go, which path to take, what's the right thing to do now? Ask. Ask and then wait until he shows you. If you wait, he'll show you every single time. And you'll have this knowing that you know, that you know, that you know this is the right path forward. This is the right decision to make. This is the right thing to do right now. And you'll have a knowing on the inside. If you're not sure, wait. And then once you know, it's time to take action. What do you know to do today? What are the things that you know to do? Let's put those things into action. Because we can magnify the light. We could expand the ability for God to flow more through us. But then when we don't take action, we're blocking the flow. It's like we got a clogged pipe and things aren't getting through. We got to bring it all the way out into the world where we take action on the things that we know to do. So what's that to-do list of things that you know to do? Maybe things on your conscience, like, oh, I know I need to do that. I've been meaning to do that. I just keep putting it off. I keep procrastinating. Maybe there's an area where you have some leading or excitement or feel like God's asked you to do a certain step or some action to take. What do you know to do today? Not the things you're unclear of, not the things you're wondering, I don't know what the step is just yet. What do you know to do today? Take action on those things. And when tomorrow comes, you'll know what to do tomorrow. And you keep executing this day by day. He keeps leading you one graceful step at a time. And it does. It's important that we do it together with God as well. When you take action, doing it together in partnership with Him, with a willing heart, with a good attitude, with energy and presence, like we said, make those fundamentals fun. Full confidence in God. And when you do this, it does something like turn you into a magnet. Jesus says, seek first the kingdom of heaven, and all these things will be added to you. When you get positioned in the light, you start magnifying the light. You start taking action on His leading and direction. Does something like magnetize you. It just begins to pull all those things that you need and desire into your life. Pulls all the things of God that He has for you into your life. You're not seeking after them. You're seeking after Him. And it begins to magnetize you and pull all these things into your life. So let's take a look at this passage today. 1 Timothy 1:16. This is the Apostle Paul talking. Now, right before this, in the paragraph before this, he's talking about how he was a violent man. He was a blasphemer. He was going around imprisoning God's people. But he was shown mercy. So that in me, he says, the worst of sinners, Christ Jesus might display His unlimited patience as an example for those who would believe on Him and receive eternal life. Christ Jesus might display His unlimited patience as an example for those who would believe on Him and receive eternal life. So, number one, there's a couple sides to this. When I wrote my book, The Eighth Date, one of the big revelations in there is understanding God's grace. If you look right before this, in this passage of scripture, he talks about how God's grace was just so abundantly poured out on him, even though he didn't deserve it. God's given us this amazing grace that even though we don't deserve it, even though we've missed it, he still wants to help us. He still wants to do good for us. And part of that is his unlimited patience, where he deals with us where we're missing it for a while. And even as we walk with him, we still miss it at times. And he displays his unlimited patience. He just redirects us. He gets us right back on track. Gives us the opportunity to repent and get right back in good graces with him. And then we got to receive this unlimited patience from him. We got to be patient with ourselves, just like we're talking about with forgiveness and love. We got to have that patience with ourselves. We give ourselves some time. Time is this amazing gift that God has given us to allow change and growth to happen. We got to give that same patience to ourselves, and then we're going to let that patience flow through us, where we have this unlimited patience with other people as well. This amazing gift of grace, of his unlimited patience to us. And then as you see how he displays that to you as an example, it says, for those who would believe on him and receive eternal life. As you experience that, you give that same unlimited patience to yourself and you let it flow through us to other people to become more like him. So it's be imitating him, imitating him and becoming more like him. So we're going to take communion over this today. So, Father, we're just thankful for your unlimited patience with us. I know I needed it. I'm sure all of us could probably say the same thing if we're really being honest with ourselves. And Father, we're asking for your help today to help us receive this unlimited patience that you have for us and to let it flow through us, that we grow it, we magnify it, so it flows through us at greater and greater levels. And we display this unlimited patience to other people, just like you've done for us. You already put it within us, Lord. We're just asking for your help to grow it and see the fruit of it increasing. So, Father, we thank you for this bread and ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. Just thinking of something right here real quick, too. There's something we talk about in my book, 7 Days to Jesus. We talk about don't pray asking for patience. Don't ask God for patience. He's already given it to you. He's already given it to you. Just ask for his help to tap into and to see his patience that he already put within you flowing at a greater level. Big difference in those two prayers. But we thank you for this bread and ask you to bless it. And then on the night Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread and said, "This is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And he said, "Take it. Receive it," that he makes you right and holy and perfect in God's sight. He's got unlimited patience for you. Unlimited patience for us. Father, we thank you for this bread. I ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your bread, you can take your bread. So then after supper, Jesus took the cup. He said, "This is the cup of the new covenant in my blood, poured out for the forgiveness of sins for many." It's that forgiveness of sins that brings us into the light. And I believe you experience this patience, this unlimited patience flowing through you. It's going to help you to know him better. To know his heart and his kindness and his goodness. And just to know him more and more. So Father, we thank you for this cup. And ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your juice, you can take your juice. All right, so now it's about walking it out today. You've got unlimited patience in you. Just a matter of getting it flowing through us. So we're going to make today a masterpiece. Let's stay positioned in the light. Let's keep magnifying that light and paying attention to the symptoms. If you ever get off track, you turn it around quickly. Staying tuned in today for God's leading and direction. And then taking action. Do the things that you know to do and do them cheerfully and joyfully and confidently together with God. Keep doing those things. He's going to lead you day by day to this beautiful, spacious place that's free from all restriction. But I hope this has been helpful for you. If you'd like to learn more about partnering with us in the Abundant Life Blueprint, you go to theabundantlifetrainingcenter.com.